This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net here at the Sony PlayStation Store, where the Sony PlayStation 3 is just a couple hours away from launch. I'm here with Alex Armour, who is a Sony Computer Entertainment America representative. Alex, welcome to the podcast.
Why, thank you. Happy to be here.
Alex, we're here playing NBA 07, one of the launch titles for the PlayStation 3. This game's already out on the PlayStation 2 as well as PSP. Go ahead and tell us some of the features, the PS3 exclusive features for this game.
Well, the key thing for the PlayStation 3 this year is obviously graphics. I mean, we're looking at full true high definition at 1080p running at 60 frames a second, which is, you know, been unheard of to this point for any video game. So for us to have this kind of graphical capability is impressive, and utilizing the PS3 hardware has really made it happen. So we've got, you know, all new AI, we've got better crowd technology, and some very cool mini games and games that will utilize the past and current season as scenarios that you need to complete. So very cool stuff.
For all of our listeners out there, we're actually playing NBA 07 right now, and I can tell you right now, it looks really, really sweet. The detail into the player models are a lot more clear than the PS2 version. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the in-game features for 07, if you could just elaborate on that.
Well, of course, the controls are going to feel very similar to folks who know about our NBA franchise, and this year is no different. I mean, we've got some great new modes. Again, we've got NBA or PlayStation Skills Challenge straight from the NBA All-Star Game. Mm-hmm. We've got three-point shootout. We've got some cool mini games. We've got the NBA Replay now, where you'll be able to download scenarios from the current season, as well as place scenarios from the 05-06 season, where you're going to try and replicate kind of highlight reel activities from a variety of players.
And that's something that's never been done before, if I'm not mistaken, in a basketball game.
Never, and especially now with our online technology, we're able to offer players each week five new scenarios that by the next week they'll be able to download any of those five scenarios, and it's going to be a variety of stuff from, you know, being having to get the most assists or, you know, number of rebounds in a certain time period, points. I mean, it's going to give them lots of options for gameplay.
So this will be available on the PlayStation Online Store. Is that where you would find these scenarios, these updated scenarios?
Yes, to be able to just download those straight from our online network, which is all free of charge.
Right. Okay, now one of the main features of NBA 07 is the live. That was featured last year in 06 as well. Is that feature included in the PS3 version as well?
We don't have the life as it was presented in the last versions of NBA that we've had. However, with the NBA Replay and NBA Games of the Week, you're going to find a very similar interface where you're going to be replicating scenarios, trying to complete goals, get specific extra mile goals, which would be like the Showtime stuff.
Right.
So it's going to have that similar feel and interface where you're going to really feel like you're completing certain goals and moving towards the ultimate goal, which is going to be, you know, either Kobe's 81-point game or, you know, however it unfolds in the
Chamberlain's 100-point game. Is that in there too?
Hey, you know, we don't have any of the historic stuff, but it's all related to the 05-06 season. And then, again, we're going to have stuff for this coming season as well. So lots of scenarios. And it's for people who are true NBA fans. I mean, there's nothing better than, you know, if you're following some games, to be able to the next week download a scenario from those games that just happened and be able to reenact it. It's a very cool feature.
Well, I remember one game recently where LeBron helped the Cavs come back from a 20-plus point deficit against the Celtics. I mean, will we see something like that?
Absolutely.
On NBA 07?
Absolutely. I mean, again, we'll have five per week, so, you know, you're going to find a wide variety of scenarios from various players, so it's not going to be just specifically set to, you know, one or two all-star players and top markets. I mean, you're going to have a variety of stuff, so it's going to give a lot more opportunity to really try out different scenarios and you know, again, for the fans of the NBA and fans of NBA gaming, it just doesn't get any better.
Right. I'm a hardcore Warrior fan, so, you know, and a big NBA fan. So a feature like that is something that is actually, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you got to have more Warrior stuff. Let's hope the Warriors come out and make the playoffs this year, and so we can see some of those highlights on NBA 07, right?
Hey, that's what it's all about. They're looking good so far this year.
Oh, yeah, I know, 6-3. So, we'll see how they do against Sacramento. They play them tonight. Now, Alex, I wanted to bring up the six-axis controller and the use of using the controller to perform jukes, spin moves, and such like stuff like that. Now, how does that work with the controller?
Well, it's really cool what we've implemented here. Now, when I'm on offense, you have a variety of offensive moves that you can perform. So when I have the ball, I can do everything from a spin move by, doing a little steering wheel motion with the controller. I can pull back to create space.
Wow.
I can cross over by going right or left with the controller.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a true six axis. I mean, you're going to go up, down, front, back, side to side in six motions, and they're all relevant here on the offensive end. So it's a really cool thing. And, again, as the games become a little more, as we move forward and the PS3 evolves, the games are really going to see, I think, more functionality. The developers are going to learn how to utilize it better. So it's going to really work out well.
Any defensive or shooting functionality with the six axis or not?
Not right now this year. We do have some low post functionality, so you can do that same spin move in the low post, and you're going to be basically hook your guy to get a little position. You can bump him. I can definitely see moving forward, using it in more creative ways, and it's all up to the development teams, and I think we'll definitely challenge them to do some cool stuff.
Alex, last question for you. Let's just talk a bit about some of the game modes in NBA 07. I'm guessing there's season, franchise, stuff like that. Could you just go give us a laundry list of some of the game modes for the NBA 07?
Right now, the biggest mode we have is going to be the NBA replay. That's, again, going to be our way of really showing off how the game can relate to current and then past NBA scenes and scenarios. But, this year it's going to be really focused on the gameplay itself. So we're not going to have a lot of the franchise modes that most are used to. It's something that we want to implement in the future versions, but really, I think we wanted to get the gameplay down right first, get the technology in place. Again, we do have some pretty cool stuff like the skills challenge and some of the all-star mode stuff. So, we're excited about that and where the technology is now running at full HD. And I think we're just going to keep adding features to that in upcoming versions. So.
Right. Well, Alex, the game looks great. You guys are taking a step in the right direction with the PlayStation 3. Thanks a lot for the podcast, and thanks for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for checking it out.